Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today we're coming at you with another episode. This is not the Monday motivation. However, those of you who have been following me for some time, on Tuesday on Facebook, I used to do something called Transparent Tuesdays. And now, honestly, since I just didn't wake up to do Monday motivation, today we're going to do a Transparent Tuesday. This is our first Transparent Tuesday on the Speak Your Success Podcast. And today I just want to talk about false reality, right? Because I was reading an article by Seth Godin the other day, and it was entitled False Limits. And it began to speak just about how people desire to do things, but sometimes their instructors or sometimes their professors don't even believe that they can get it done. So today I want to talk about a false reality. And the reason I say that is because I think there was a point in my time where I began to paint my own limits on my life. And honestly, this was even when I was in college, because I was thinking I was showing up for class every day, but I still didn't believe that I could pass the class. In my mind, I already imagined me failing the class before I even took the test. I imagined me not being successful in the class before I even took notes. I imagined me not being successful before the test was even handed out. And then ultimately, it led to my own demise. So I want to talk to you today and ask you, when was the last time that you allowed yourself to paint a glass ceiling on the potential of your own life? Because it's so easy for us, if we just keep going through life, going through the motions and going through the ups and the downs and saying, oh, yeah, today's going to be whatever. Oh, today's going to suck. Today's going to be a terrible day. And then you ultimately wheel that into your own reality. Today, we have to be honest with ourselves, friends. And I wanted to say that and be honest to you all, because there have been times where I've told myself things and I painted a negative reality. And then when it came to be true, I always looked around. I was like, why did this happen? Well, but I thought this was going to be a better. Man, this sucks because this happened. Stop putting yourself in a box of a false reality. You have the ability and you have the potential within you to be a superhero. And when I say that, I legitimately mean a superhero, because I spoke to a group of kids yesterday in 7th and 8th grade class up at Griner Middle School, and I began to tell them that I used to want to be so many different things growing up. At first, I wanted to be a superhero when I was younger, but then I got a little detached from that dream because, once again, that word, I began to put limits on myself. I began to paint a picture telling myself what I could and could not be. Then other people began to put me in boxes and say, John, you should do this because you're good at this. John, you need to do that because that's what you're really good at. And then ultimately it came full circle. And now I believe I am a superhero, because superheroes fight for the greater good. Superheroes go out of their way to save people. Superheroes encourage people on another level to let them know that their life has value. And that's what I do now. By going to schools, going to colleges, speaking to students and speaking to young professionals, letting them know about the limits that they can remove from their own lives. Today, I want you to remove every limit that your parents put on you. I want you to remove every limit that your teacher put on you. I want you to remove every limit and every shackle and every chain that you put on yourself, because it is so easy for us to automatically think negative. It's the natural way of thinking in this world. We automatically go to the negative. We're driving through traffic and we see an accident. We're like, oh, God, it's going to be traffic. We don't immediately think about the person who might have gotten to an accident. Hello. We have to work on taking time to begin to shift our mindset to a positive perspective. And when we begin to do that, that's when we began to remove those blinders. That's when we began to move those blockers from our potential. So today, friends, I want you to be great. I know it's not Monday, but it's Tuesday. And today is our first Transparent Tuesday. We can call it Turn Up Tuesday. You can call it whatever you want to, but just get after it today and focus for a second. Grab a piece of paper and just write down just three areas in your life where you've placed where you have placed blockers, where you have shielded yourself from achieving your full potential. Just write down three areas. And then from there, I want you to begin to focus. Okay, well, this is the area where I need to stretch myself a little bit. Wow. Well, I said I couldn't learn about this, so I need to go learn a little bit more there. Because, friends, life is too short for us not to live the life that we desire. You all know how we close out the podcast. I always say, speak your success, believe in your greatness to create the life and business of your dreams. Don't shortchange yourself on your life. At the end of your life, when you're laying in your deathbed and your family should be around you, I don't want you to begin to look around and say, man, I should have did this. But I wonder what would have happened if I did that. You have the potential and you have the opportunity to cancel out that false reality and to write your own narrative. Friends, what will you do? This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, if you happen to have an opportunity, we would love for you to go ahead and write that review on iTunes to give us good feedback and help us to allow us to continue to move up the charts so that we can impact more lives, so that we can encourage more individuals, and ultimately put people in a better position with tangible, soft skills to challenge them for success. But we're going to go ahead and close it out. If you're not connected with us, I would encourage you to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. We have our YouTube there. We have our Twitter there. And we also have our Instagram there. So, friends, this is best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?